Peloton, of course, has been struggling this year. Its stock down sharply, as we just mentioned, and it has a new CEO. Ryan Sauzy, you talked to him. He is known as, well, I'll let you say it. He's a straight shooter. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, that's, you know, folks on the street know Barry McCarthy, new CEO Peloton. I wrote about this in the story. It's on the Yahoo Finance homepage now. He's known as Mr. No Bullshit. And that's not me saying that. That's what people have told me about this guy. And they're right. You know, I got to spend about 30 minutes with him on a Zoom call just trying to get his vision for the company. And all executives, Julie, they have a presence, a CEO, CFO, executive suites, just something about them that in large part explains why they got to where they got to. And McCarthy has that very thoughtful approach, I think, he's undertaking right now to try to turn Peloton around. It's going to start with getting the numbers right, getting the structure right, just getting the overall business model correct. And let's keep in mind, this is not McCarthy's first rodeo. He helped bring Spotify public. He worked closely as CFO with Reed Hastings over at Netflix, helped to build that model too. And he's going to put all of this experience to the test to try to turn Peloton around. Now, a couple of things he is in fact working on here, besides getting the structure of the business right and the model and, of course, the people. In a couple of weeks, it's likely that Peloton starts testing some new pricing for its products. My takeaway from this was perhaps they try to cut the price slightly to make it more accessible for people to get into the Peloton ecosystem. So something to be on the watch for moving forward. But he tells me if you're an existing Peloton member, you will continue to pay $39 a pop or a month. He also said Peloton is not going to be sold tomorrow. His exact quote was, "I came here for the comeback story. I'm coming here and it's not to sell the business." I think for him, before even that gets raised again, as recent speculation would have it, you have to get the business right. So that's what McCarthy's working on. And then lastly, I would say he's open. He's not looking at raising any more fundraising for the company. It has over $1 billion in cash. So as of right now, he doesn't see the need to raise capital to support his vision of really, I think, a software-driven company first, and perhaps somebody else manufactures the hardware for Peloton. He also has not stopped development on any new products. Now, it has been rumored Peloton has been working on a rowing machine. It's unclear if that product even exists or if it's still being tested. Nonetheless, he has not stopped the R&D process on new product development. And then lastly, he's open, Julie, to putting new partners on the platform, suggested perhaps Peloton should be running its own app store. So again, I think over the next 6 months, you will start to see big changes at this company and very, very quickly.
I'm curious if you talked to him about John Foley, of course, the former CEO and founder of the company. There was just a report that he sold about $50 million worth of his shares in Peloton. He sold it to MSD Partners, which is Michael Dell's investment firm. You know, Foley is still, I think, probably a large presence of the company, even though he is not running it day to day. And so I wonder what the relationship is like between the two men and what effect Foley is going to continue to have.
My takeaway, Julie, from this was that this is Barry McCarthy's company, and he is tapping John Foley to help and continue to do what he does best, that is create the product, the experience, keep that sizzle going. Foley has taken a lot of hits the past year, some of them very much deserved. But at the end of the day, he did create a very good product and a very good service. But my interpretation, this is McCarthy's ship. He's going to get the numbers right. It's him. It's his business to run, ultimately to win or lose.
Interesting stuff.